There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number two. Hour two ready to go. And LeBron James has some explaining to do. The Lakers losing over the weekend in Denver. LeBron says there's, quote, no room for error against the Nuggets. How do you decode this? We'll discuss that. Also, over the weekend, Michael Wilbon and Kendrick Perkins called out Miami fans for being front runners. What did you make of that? And why do all these NBA broadcasters continue to say a comeback is right around the corner? We had so many blowouts this weekend, and all the broadcasters are like, oh, no, we could see a comeback. Stranger things have happened. We'll talk about that and more right now. Here it is, hour number two. The King's Decree. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, shoulder to shoulder, as we check the dance card coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and swaggeringly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the bell. We ring the bell all night long. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installs. Eugene in Chicago thinks that's a lot. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And Eugene says I have to break my rules here and do NFL draft talk. He said top five quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs. Eugene, you're the only person that wants to hear that. Nobody else wants to hear that. You're literally the only one, Eugene. I love you, Eugene, but you're the only one. Okay. You're the only. We have plenty of NFL draft content throughout the course of tonight and throughout the week. So we'll have in-depth team coverage. But our lead this hour from Pro Bouncy Ball, in-depth coverage of the opening weekend of the NBA postseason. And this hour, we're going to start out in Denver. No, we're going to go back to Saturday after the Lakers' Game 1 loss. Some of you got suckered in. You thought, hey, they did pretty well in the first half. They got a chance to win this game. And then they had to play the second half. Well, specifically the third quarter when the trap door opened up and things went sideways. But LeBron James gave a State of the Union style address following the Lakers' defeat against the Nuggets. And if you didn't see this, and maybe not, LeBron declared, I'll give you the money quote. He said, "We know we just don't have much room for error versus a Denver team," he said. He's talking about the Nuggets. And he says, "You got to execute, got to make shots, you've got to defend." So let us discuss the question. LeBron James, the money quote, LeBron saying that there is no room for error. That's his quote there against the Nuggets. How do you decode the commentary by LeBron? So I've got zigzag, maintenance, and indoctrinated. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a six-pack of wings, chicken wings, which is what the Laker players can be eating when they watch the Nuggets in the next round of the playoffs. They can go out to a nice restaurant and eat some chicken wings, possibly some pretzels, soft pretzel. I recommend the soft pretzel. So number one!
Number one!
Yes.
Number one!
Things broken. All right, so LeBron James, we know what LeBron's doing. All right. Now, to the untrained ear, whoa, there's nothing LeBron said. That's a benign comment by LeBron, saying there's no room for error. But LeBron is using his old time-tested playbook. He has the Lakers played as well as possible and still ended up disemboweled by Denver. LeBron knows it. Everyone in that locker room knows it. They can't play any better than that, and they got smoked in the third quarter by Denver. And so LeBron, realizing the end game, he knows what the end game on this is for the Lakers. They're going to be eliminated by the Nuggets in the first night of the playoffs. And LeBron, he hasn't won a championship as a Laker yet, hasn't won anything as a Laker. An abject failure in L.A., and he's going to get knocked out in the first round of the playoffs now. And so LeBron's doing the groundwork here, the old zigzag, the misdirection play by LeBron James to the untrained ear. Right, to the untrained ear, it sounds like he's complimenting Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets. He's saying nice things. Do you have to play perfect? It's really camouflage, though. It's camo. It's camouflaged, and it's a shot at his own locker room. LeBron's like a ninja. That's how he does it. He takes a shot at his own guys. Well, it sounds like he's just praising the other team, and dumb fans are like, I don't understand what that's about. It's just you're reading too much into this. No, I'm not. So when the Lakers inevitably lose, LeBron can say, it ain't my fault. I mean, we just don't have a good enough team because my teammates blow. And the ones that don't blow, they suck. And so that's the problem. LeBron would appreciate it if you, I'm talking about you, not the person behind you, I'm talking to you, if you have amnesia when it comes to him allowing Nikola Jokic to run right past him. There was one play late in the game, Lakers and Nuggets, when LeBron allowed Jokic to sprint past him while Anthony Davis was gassed and he had his hands on his knees and couldn't make it past half court in the fourth quarter. And the altitude thing, I don't buy as an excuse. And the reason I don't buy it is my entire life I've heard broadcasters talk about how it's impossible to win in Denver. And yet, I only recall the Broncos winning a few and the Avalanche, you know, once in a while, the Nuggets. But it's not like they win every year. They don't. It's not like they're in the championship round every year. But they have this altitude advantage and all that. I don't buy it. All right, page two. We head now to South Beach. This is by request from a consumer of this show in South Florida who was very upset because over the weekend, Michael Wilbon, I'm told that's a commentator, and Kendrick Perkins, we're told that's a former player, called out the Miami fan. So the Heat played the play-in championship game, if it's called that. I don't know what it's called. It's stupid. I didn't watch it. But apparently they were very upset with the lack of attendance, the lack of passion from the Miami fan. And they called the Heat fans, this is talking about Kendrick Perkins and Michael Wilbon, they called the Heat fans front runners. So what do you make of that? What do you make of the front runner statement? So I'm going to defend the Heat backer, okay? And I think that's part of the reason that I got sent this this email because this guy knows he's a listener to the show and he knows my position on this. And I've been very consistent about it. The Heat fan, and I did not see the game on Friday. From what I was reading about it, there were not a lot of people there, a lot of empty seats. People were not that into it. Fine. But I look at the Miami fan, they're not sheep. They're not suckers. It's all about the maintenance. They're high maintenance. They're a high maintenance fan base. But I don't think that's a bad thing. Other people look down upon the Heat fans. Oh, it's a bad fan. It's a bad fan. But I look at it like, no, that's the way it ought to be. They have expensive taste, and they're not easily entertained. There's a lot of rubes, lot of dumb people that just blindly support teams, and they get taken advantage of. They're called suckers. Miami, not quite like that. They don't operate that way. And they got plenty of distractions in South Florida. And the NBA is just one of the entertainment options that you have. You're not beholden to fill up the arena, right? If you don't feel like it, if it doesn't have enough juice to you, to your taste, you don't have to go. And so don't be a sucker. That's the lesson. They're not suckers. And you need to provide a little extra to get the Miami fan excited. And that's fine. I mean, these sports teams have been gouging fans, not just in Miami, but everywhere for generations. It's like, how high can you go? It's like going to Disneyland to go to a sporting event in most places. So it's not like they're looking out for you, right? They're not exactly looking out for you there. That's not happening. So, hey, good for the Heat fan. If they want to stay home or go somewhere else and spend their entertainment dollars somewhere else, I'm fine with that. And I don't see why Michael Wilbon or Kendrick Perkins would care. It's not their money. They go to those games for free. What do they care? They never pay for tickets. I mean, when's the last time they paid for tickets? All right, final point. So we saw a bunch of routes or routes in the NBA playoffs. If you put a basket of blowouts on one side and a basket of competitive games on the other, the basket of blowouts, you'd have to get a second bag for the basket because it's completely full. The Thunder and Pelicans game was a close game. But I can't talk about that game because nobody cares about nationally those teams. We do broadcasting, not narrowcasting. And if I sit here and do a Thunder-Pelicans monologue, they're going to come in here with baseball bats and they're going to bludgeon me. So I'm not going to do that. The Bucks, Clippers, and Celtics all built up massive leads, were never threatened. Clippers, 29-point lead. I believe the Bucks 30, Celtics, 34 points. A domination situation as these opponents were completely flummoxed. But I want to see if you notice what I noticed. Because watching these games this weekend, I noticed that despite the games clearly being lopsided, not competitive at all of those games had announcers to varying degrees who attempted to make it seem like the unthinkable, the unimaginable rally was going to take place. That the Pacers were going to come back against the Bucks, even though Dame Lillard was going gaga in the first half, and the Mavericks were going to come back in the second half, and watch out, this could be the greatest comeback of all time. But now, the Heat, maybe not as much, but still, you got that vibe. So the question, why do these NBA broadcasters across the board advertise, big comeback on the horizon, big comeback on the horizon. So they have all been, here's my theory, they've all been indoctrinated. They went to the Clown College of Sportscasting. It's the same dogma. It's the same dogma. They keep repeating it. Oh, you gotta, what, you can't turn it up. And as somebody that is in the business, I understand how it works, right? In this case, they're treating the people watching the game as blithering idiots. That, oh no, this is going to be the day. This is going to be the day there's a comeback. Because they're trying to keep the audience. It's obvious. We know that. They're paranoid about losing viewers. And I understand it's easier to keep the audience that you have than artificially generate a new audience. It's like in our business, we talk about TSL, time spent listening, in audio, and it's time spent watching, if you will, on television, but it's pretty difficult to get people to turn on a blowout and get them engaged in all that. And so they sell FOMO, fear of missing out. You cannot turn the game off just in case the historical comeback happens. You will be so upset. It's manure. It is fresh laid manure. That's what it is. Right. You can, if you go back and look, when it goes, team goes up by 29 or 30 points, in the history of the NBA, comebacks like that have only happened a handful of times, and it usually happens once or twice a generation. It does not have, most, 99% of the time it doesn't happen. So if you're going to watch for the 1%, you're a loser, okay? Go get a life. Go out, go outside. Get some fresh air. It is the Ben Maller Show. As we continue on, if you'd like to be part, you can join us here. Speakeasy rules are in effect, but the lines are open. Also on X, at Ben Maller. It is a smelly fish. We'll get to that. And we'll pay off from last hour. Pop goes the weasel. We'll get to all that and your comments on X, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into a world of imagination. The Ben Maller Show has no marketing budget. We need your assistance in growing the Congregation of the Maller Militia. How do you do it? Tag Maller-related content on all social media networks. You are the missing jigsaw puzzle piece to unlock the Ben Maller Show to new compatriots. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
A basketball-heavy Maller monologue to start hour two. The KC Car Hauler writes and says, not only do they all imply that a comeback is in the making, they all use the same line, no lead is safe in the NBA. Yeah. Even though almost 99% of 30-point leads are safe in the NBA. But, yeah. Fargo Pete says maybe LeBron's next excuse about why they stink so bad can be that everyone on the team was trying to sneak in their daily 14 farts. Well, good memory. Good memory, Fargo Pete. That's our fun fact from last week. Yeah, the average human being farts a minimum of 14 times. So when you're watching a game, there's a good chance that several players are farting while they're on the court. Absolutely. Matt, the Warrior Raider former A's fan, says, I disagree. It's a shot at his locker room. It's a coded message to the officials that the Lakers are going to need a lot more than 19-6 free throw attempt advantage they had in game one. Yeah, did I see the stat over the weekend? I think I saw it somewhere that the Nuggets, that's the fewest foul shots attempted in a win in the playoffs. Is that all time? I think I saw that over the weekend, but I saw a lot of random statistics, so maybe my mind has that. But the Denver Nuggets only got to the line six times. They made five of them, but here's the thing. Maybe it was the second half, because in the second half, the Denver Nuggets shot as many foul shots as I shot and you shot and the entire Fox Sports Radio overnight team shot. Zero, zippo, none. Let's go to the phones. Andre is in the Commonwealth. He's back. Andre has returned. Hello, Andre.
Good evening, Ben. It's good to be back. And in terms of the Denver Nuggets, it's tough to shoot free throws when the ball's going in the basket. And their offense, led by the Joker, but also Jamal.
Well, the Lakers are a perfect team. They don't foul. That's clearly the thing. In the eyes of John Goble, Mitchell Irvin, Nick Booker, I don't even know who these people are. These are the officials. I used to be able to name like half the officials in the NBA. I have no idea who these people are.
You got Tony Brothers. Everybody knows Scott Foster. Scott Foster probably the
never heard of him.
Well, Scott, that's Tim Donahue's buddy, Scott Foster.
Yeah. Another referee whose name goes down in infamy. Denver, I just think, you know, you noted it, you know, when Nikola Jokic can make a rim run and run past the likes of LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the rest of the whole Lakers team, you know, it just shows you that your team is gassed, and Denver's a pace and space team. They're moving it around, and the Lakers just kind of ran out of gas. You know, they were winning in the first half, but I just think Denver has their number, is the bottom line. The Lakers, when Denver's not intimidated by them, all the star power on pay. And that's the whole story of the Lakers writ large. And let's kind of dovetail to where this the show began. You're talking about the Clippers and the Mavericks and what's going on. Ben, we need more respect on Luka Doncic's name. All right, the one-to-one comparison.
I compared him to the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott. A lot of empty stats. This is the third time the Clippers and Mavericks have played in the playoffs in recent years. I've seen a lot of playoff Luka. A lot of empty calories there.
There was no empty calories in the bubble when Luka lit the whole doggone team up, and the situation hasn't changed to date because he doesn't
Who won that series? I forget. Who won that?
The Clippers won that series, and then they were up 3-1 against the Denver Nuggets when they should have got a championship in the bubble, and they allowed that lead.
Well, I'm glad they did. I want the Clippers to have a legitimate championship, not a fake, bogus one. I want a legitimate championship.
Woo-hoo!
They will get that this year.
Yeah, well, you know, who knows what's happening with Kawhi. But, Ben, I got to, you know, push back a little bit on where you began the show. First of all, the Clippers respect Ty Lue and respect the organizational strength much more than one player. And Kawhi, you know,
Kawhi Leonard's the franchise. Stop. Come on. The reason they traded for James Harden is because they knew Kawhi would break down. That's a different conversation. But don't tell me you expected the Clippers to win without Kawhi Leonard. Come on.
I had full confidence, and that's my overarching point, is that they have a strong organization, and it's Luka against the world. Kyrie Irving is not a reliable...
Well, Kyrie was putting up empty stats also when they were down 29. Then he had 25 points the rest of the game, down 29. Good way to go, Kyrie. Good job by you.
Because the entire team is based on offense, drive, and kick. The team isn't built to win. They're built.
Well, that, we can agree on that. They are one trick team. That's all they do. That's,
and it's not Luka's fault. So with Luka,
what are you saying? They're built around Luka. That's the way Luka plays. Yeah. Listen, when Luka and Kyrie are out there, defensive. Now they better score every time down, because defensively it's three on deep. Assuming the other guys on the Mavericks play defense, it's three against five. And you'll have five offensive players versus three defensive players. And then Kyrie taking his time. You know, sometimes he'll play defense, oftentimes he won't. And Luka never plays defense.
Okay, but he's a legitimate superstar. You compare him to Joe Burrow, not somebody like Dak Prescott. And if the Mavericks know what they're freaking doing, they would maximize Joe Burrow, a talent like that, i.e. with Cincinnati.
All right. Yeah. He's a great offensive. There's a bunch of – you know what a friend of mine pointed out? He's like Antoine Walker. Antoine – that might be before your time. I don't know. But Antoine Walker, great offensive player. No defense.
That, to compare Luka Doncic to somebody who burned through $100 million?
I'm not talking about him as a financial advisor. I don't know how his finances are. I have no idea. All right, I got
to
go on.
Comparison is to Larry Bird, not to freaking Antoine Walker or Dak Prescott or anybody else.
All right, go. Thank you. Let's say hello to Jeff.
Wrong again, idiot.
Who's in Louisville. Hello, Jeff. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, Big Ben. Good to hear from you, man.
Well, thank you. I called you up. I wanted to talk. It's been a while since we talked, so I wanted to call you up.
Yeah. You're right. I love your sense of humor, man. No, I had this thought on baseball. When anybody that subs in any professional sport, they don't get to come in and warm up. Like a shooting guard, he doesn't get to come in and shoot three or four jump shots. Why? It would speed the game up if a pitcher – he's already warmed up in the bullpen, just comes in and he's ready. Why does he get eight or nine pitches?
It's a great idea. I like this, actually. It's so stupid, I like it. It's wonderful. They'll argue it's for safety reasons, Jeff, but I agree with you. Like, if I'm a pinch hitter, shouldn't I get a couple of swings in the batter's box before the real at-bat begins? They don't do that, right?
How's that a safety issue? If you're warming up on a mound in the bullpen that's identical to the one on the field.
Well, they'll claim it's not identical, the mound. And, you know, when the game's going on, the mound gets worn out on the field. The actual pitching mound, as opposed to the bullpens, they get worn out. And so it's not the same. And you need a couple of pitches to kind of get your bearings underneath you. Hey, Rob, I could see Rob Manfraud getting rid of the warm-up pitches. They hate the warm-up pitches as it is right now. I could see that. That's a very random thought, Jeff. That's a non sequitur, but I'm glad that you called with your non sequitur. I like that.
Yeah, you're talking about baseball. I apologize. I do think your Clippers are going to make it to the finals and lose to Boston, by the way.
I'll take a trip to the finals. They've already been to the Final Four once recently. I'll take a trip back. All right, thank you. All right, I got to go. There's Jeff from the home of the Louisville Slugger. Just down the road there. There's other bats that people use. Back in the day when I was a kid, it was like Louisville Slugger. That was the bat. That was the go-to bat. Got to have that Louisville Slugger. That was the way to go.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Did you see in that Dodgers victory, Shohei Ohtani hit a home run, a milestone dinger for Ohtani? Did you know?
I did not watch a second of that game, Eddie. I was watching basketball.
That's a bad Dodger fan.
I was watching basketball.
Bad Dodger fan.
Clippers game was going on at the same time.
Ohtani with that home run, now the all-time leading home run hitter in Major League Baseball. For a Japanese-born player, he passed?
The guy that likes the porn with the Yankees.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hideki Matsui. Godzilla.
Lorena, this guy, Hideki Matsui, had the most prolific porn collection back when before the internet.
Or so we were
told.
That's
impressive.
Yeah. Like he, every VHS, DVD you could possibly have.
How did that come out, by the way? Who spilled the beans on that one?
That's a good question. I think it was one of the tabloids in New York, I think. Back.
I just imagine this huge library of pornography.
A vault, I would say,
Yeah. Much easier
like
to
a safe, you have
consume
to,
the porn.
No,
now.
It's got
to
be bigger than a safe.
No, but like a walk-in safe, like a bank would have,
Walk-in
big,
porn closet,
one of
that'd
big
be fun.
Wheels you got to spin.
We'll have a fun fact here, Eddie. In a
oh,
moment,
thank God.
But, hey, are you tired of feeling alone in your job search? Yeah, absolutely. Eddie's going to be looking for a job after tonight.
Maybe.
With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. And thank them for our coverage. They're the presenting sponsor, Express Pros, the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up this Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's coming up Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, presented by Express Pros. Here's my fun fact. Are you ready to have some fun? Yes, you are. Congratulations to the Colorado Rockies. You know why? The Colorado Rockies have become the first Major League Baseball team in really the modern era to trail at any point in each of their first 22 games in a season. You've got to go back in the hot tub time machine to over 65 years ago. The last time we saw a team that was this putrid, this fertilizer that the Rockies are this year, the Washington Senators in 1957 trailed in the first 32 games. So congratulations to the Colorado Rockies.
Wow.
A special group of losers. You guys have trailed in every game so far this season. Even Hollering James thinks that's impressive. Hello, Hollering James in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hey, Ben, I owe you an apology, but guess what?
I got banned on another show.
Oh, yeah, James, is it true? You got somebody told me you got banned on a satellite radio show. Is that true?
Something happened. I don't know. I don't care.
Wait, what are you cheating on, James? I mean, I thought you're more loyal to Tammy. What about us? You're cheating on this show.
Sure,
you've got other lovers out there. You know what you are? You're a sports talk radio gigolo. That's what you are.
Is Lorraine cheating? I want to know if Lorraine.
Lorraine.
I think Tammy's got the best legs.
Calm down. You don't have to mention Tammy every time you call.
Tammy got some nice legs.
Yeah. All right. Listen, Hollering James, what are you doing here? You're cheating on this show. You're our friend. We allow you, because you're in Minneapolis, there in Minnesota, to call the station there locally. But you call us. We're the national show you call.
I have to call you the national show because you're the only show I can get, man.
Yeah, because nobody else will allow you on. Nobody else will put you on anymore.
You have to put me on. Come on. You know I'm the worst caller of the year. I have to steal that title. You should have not given me just a Benny. You should have named me the worst caller of the year.
She would like the title. Well, you're still alive. We can't give you the title, James. We want you to live for many, many more years, Hollering James.
I know, but you know how bad my calls are.
But your calls do suck. You're terrible. But here's the thing. We love you, and so we put up with your god-awful phone calls because you're a friend of ours, and I've met you, and we've had a meal together, so you're a friend. So I put up with these terrible phone calls.
Enough of the terrible phone calls. Guess what? What do you think of my Timberwolves now? My Timber Puppies. I got a Timberwolves jersey, T-shirt, when they're playing the Lakers in the championship game back in 2004.
Wow. I actually was at those games. I'm so old. I was at those games when Sam Cassell and Kevin Garnett were this close, but not quite.
Sam Cassell and Kevin Garnett, and I can even name a few of the Laker players. It was Lamar Odom, Mark Madsen, Shaquille O'Neal, and Kobe Bryant. Okay. The late great, the wonderful Kobe Bryant. And I believe.
Is it true now, James? You now have a cell phone. Is that true?
It is a cell phone. Take down. You got my number. I called the station. You got to have caller ID to have my number. I'm so sorry.
You don't even know your own number?
I don't know.
How do you not know your own number?
I just got it today.
All right, but you should be able to figure out your number. I mean, that's.
I can't figure out my number. I'm too stupid and illiterate. That's why I can't.
That's the beauty of you, that you have no concept of even getting your own phone. That's what we love about you.
But I had to get my own phone. It was long overdue, and I'm glad Tammy's proud of me. She heard me. God forbid she stay mad at me.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I gotta go. Thank you, though. All right. Hey, go away. So before the show, I was sitting in the back there preparing, doing some final notes, and then DeSager came in there, and then Lorena came in. And you were saying something about a cockroach, right? What were you? You were telling me a story about a cockroach in the hallway.
The granddaddy cockroach?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead in the hallway.
Yeah, I saw that. Now, do you think he
died? Did you see him?
I did. Well, I was walking. I thought that's the scene of the crime. Did you kill him?
No.
You did not.
He just dropped dead.
Hold on a sec. I'm a little concerned that I might have accidentally killed the cockroach.
What do you mean?
Because I walked in there before, because I thought maybe I'd sit in our old studio. I thought I would sit in there and maybe prepare, in there. But I walked right, my foot landed right there, and I don't remember the cockroach being there, but maybe it crawled under my foot and I killed it, and then it flipped over trying to survive and it died.
It might have. That actually would be a really, do you feel bad?
Not at all. But here's the thing. Let me ask you. So should we give the cockroach a burial at sea, or do we leave it for the cleaning crew so they realize there's an infestation of cockroaches in the building?
I think they know.
No, they don't know, because these things don't come out during the day, Lorraine.
That's facts. That is facts.
They only come out at night.
I was telling Coop we should put it in a little see-through box.
Oh, like as a souvenir?
Yes. Yeah.
And they don't degrade.
No,
the
and then see how long it takes for it to turn white, like the ones in the window.
Are they white?
They're see-through. They're yeah.
Oh.
Like the shell has completely gone in see-through.
But the skin of the cockroach is still there.
Yeah, it's all still there. Yeah, the outline. Uh-huh.
No, I read that's an urban legend that cockroaches do not actually survive a nuclear blast. They don't. That's fake. Even though we've all heard that, that's not true.
Huh. I feel like they could just squeeze in places and they don't have to,
Do you think they're just all over the walls here?
Yes.
Like
100%. If we go tear off a panel, there's probably a family underneath.
Generations here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a grandpa. That one definitely has,
Well, yeah,
children,
they're well fed.
Grandchildren.
So they're eating, I think. People that eat in the studio, I'm not going to look at anyone in particular here that might be consuming massive amounts of food. Now, speaking of that,
I promised cookies. I did make cookies, so I have. I forgot.
Did you bring them in that new Tupperware container that
we got last week?
No,
I did not. I brought them in the old one. But now these are the chocolate chip, but they're a little different because they got the butter, like a Heath thing. You know, those candy bars in there? So, yeah. They're pretty good. A little salt on top, so you get that salty, sweet mix.
Oh, my gosh. Know?
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. I think you should share them with me right
Coop,
now.
Coop perked up here. He's like, "You want to come get them, Coop? You want to?" No, I can. You know, no. You're not eating.
I bought cookies.
You did?
Oh, he did. He just bought them out of the machine.
Oh, I'm sorry, Coop. I didn't realize you were bought. Well, you can return them. You know, just put them back in the machine.
I ate them already.
You already ate them? Oh, but those are little baby cookies. These are like full size cookies. These are pretty good.
He had some trashy dry cookies, man. What a waste.
Yeah. How many chemicals are in those cookies? These are the ingredients in this. There's like five ingredients in these cookies. That's it. There's the flour, the sugar, and then there's like baking powder. And anyway,
quality.
Yeah. All right. On that fun note. Yeah. So many people are vicious. A lot of folks pointing out that Scott Foster gets a lot of love on this show. Mark the Walker says, Scott Foster, Australian for Whistle Swallower, he says, my friend, the great Sports with Coleman, says that on this show, there's one official mentioned more than Scott Foster. That's Angel Hernandez. Yeah, we talk about him a lot. Umpires, bad umpires, for sure. Time now for the Insta Trivia, and we will have Maller to the third degree. Here's the Insta Trivia. Ronald Acuna Jr. is just one stolen base away from passing blank for the most stolen bases since the Braves franchise relocated to Atlanta. That is the Insta Trivia. The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show is archived in the audio vault for posterity's sake, giving those working the dreaded day shift a chance to consume the audio buffet. Follow us. Both the Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcasts are always free and filled with fun for every man, woman, and child. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here's the Insta Trivia. Ronald Acuna Jr., he's just one stolen base away from passing blank for the most stolen bases since the Braves franchise relocated to Atlanta from Milwaukee. Mr. Nice Guy going with Dave Stewart as his answer. Cowboy Killer says it has to be Smokey the Bear. Only you can prevent forest fires. Our friend Spicoli in North Carolina, a big Smokey the Bear fan, as am I. Callaghan Tim from Michigan going with Kenny Lofton as his answer. Robbie the Mariner fan says Dan Ugla is the way to go. Former All-Star. Bay City Tony says Boom Boom Beck, who pitched for the 1957 Washington Senators. That's his answer. Miguel on fire. What can Brown do for you? From Alf the Alien Opiner. Page down. Kent Herbeck, Twins legend, from our friend Rob in Minnesota. Wally in Florida, going with Otis Nixon. Chris Chambliss from Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. King Rory, the King Rory, says blooper is the way to go. Chief Nakahoma from I-40 Ian. Be careful, I-40 Ian. You're going to get canceled. How dare you? Jim Tomei, guest by Ben. He said, Powder Toast Man himself, Jim Tomei. Chief Wahoo, guest by Trucker Joe. Repo Man from WWF, from Mad Jack. What say you, Eddie?
I'm going to go with former Met and Expo and others, Hubie Brooks.
Oh, great Hubie Brooks. That is incorrect, though. The correct answer, Eddie.
Wrong.
Rafael Furcal. Rafael Furcal. Well, I think weighed 700 pounds when he played for the Dodgers. But with the Braves, he's the Atlanta all-time steals guy. Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go!
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Ben, the Broncos have said that they don't plan to trade wide receiver Cortland Sutton. This despite offers. Ben, do you believe them?
No, I don't believe anybody in the NFL's lying season, Coop. The draft is this week. And if the Broncos want, let's say, J.J. McCarthy, and they have to trade up to get him, of course they're going to throw Cortland Sutton in the trade. So I don't believe they're not going to trade him. They might not plan on trading him, but that doesn't mean they're not going to trade him. Next!
The Yankees are said to be interested in Pete Alonso if the Mets end up with Juan Soto next season. Ben, could you see the New York baseball stars changing uniforms?
Yeah, so Pete Alonso will go anywhere for the money. So will Juan Soto. So I guess the answer to that is yes, although I do not see Juan Soto as, I don't know, as a Met. I'll go yes as a possibility, but highly unlikely. Next!
Raiders fans were seen heckling Patrick Mahomes and his wife during their Cabo vacation. Yeah. And they appeared to be genuinely annoyed. Ben, did the silver and black fans cross the line with Mahomes?
No, Coop. In fact, this is the ultimate sign of R-E-S-P-E-C-T. It is. Because Mahomes, he's sitting there in Cabo with his wife there, and they're heckling him. Now, Mahomes has lost a couple games to the Raiders in recent years, but still, overall, with the championships and all that, a complete domination situation side by side. But no, he shouldn't be upset. You know, he should be honored. Now, I bet you if you go to Pyongyang, nobody knows who you are. So if you want to go on vacation to Pyongyang, they'll leave you alone. Anyway, there it is. How do we do, Coop Mallet of the Third Degree?
You passed us.
I won it! That's a win for me! I won the game! Woo!
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.